Dr. Angelina Trujillo is a women's health nurse practitioner and longtime professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She teaches public health nursing and has 20 years of experience in forensic nursing, which assists victims of sexual assault and child abuse. She and her team with the Alaska Comprehensive Forensic Training Academy developed a comprehensive training program to help people adequately document any type of violence.
I really felt, after having been around the state a number of times and working with different agencies, I really felt that we needed to focus more broadly on everyone who is victimized by violence.
On top of sexual abuse, this includes child and elder abuse, domestic violence, strangulation, human trafficking, emotional abuse, and financial abuse.
Let's say a patient comes in and they're talking about what's happening to them. It's just as important for us to document physical injury as it is emotional, psychological, financial, right? That those pieces are getting put into the record at some point.
The training program was developed in 2019. Trujillo says most of the interest in it comes from rural Alaska. It's for all levels of healthcare, which includes EMTs, paramedics, nurses, health aides, and behavioral health advocates. Trujillo says it's important that these healthcare professionals can document and provide resources to all patients who have been victimized by violence. It can also help legally when victims are prosecuted in court.
Someone who has reported domestic violence, if there isn't good medical documentation that has a forensic focus to it, then that doesn't ever go forward to the court of law.
Trujillo will be meeting with community organizations in Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Klawak. She says it's important to meet community members to understand what the needs are on a local level, so they're asking for people to come in to give feedback. They'll provide a short presentation of the process and why the training is important. Trujillo says they are hopeful that emergency service providers, school district employees, behavioral health professionals, and city government will attend the meeting.
When we as community and healthcare, when we're working together to combat violence, that we have to work together. It's not enough to have, you know, these small individual programs that are working. It's important for everyone in a community to come together.
The training program is mostly funded by the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. The program also received a $500,000 appropriation grant from the Bureau of Justice Assistance through U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office last year. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.